bosaune garba,
garba.
Es schallt die bosaune garba.
Seine Hand bringt mich in das Heimatland und in die
zu dir, nimm dein Kreuz und folge mir.
Dear brothers and sisters, we greet you all warmly in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ for this word reflection with Brother Frank. May the Lord bless us, open our eyes and hearts, so that the seed that is sown may in turn spring up in our hearts. Before we pray, let me read a word from Nehemiah chapter 8. I will read verses 1 to 3 first. And all the people gathered themselves together as one man, and they spake unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Israel. And Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding, upon the first day of the seventh month. And he read therein before the street that was before the water gate from the morning until midday, before the men and the women, and those that could understand. And the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law. Then verse 5 and 6. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. And all the people answered, Amen, Amen, with lifting up their hands, and they bowed their heads and worshipped the Lord with their faces to the ground. Then verse 8 and 9. So they read in the book in the law of God distinctly, and gave the sense, and caused them to understand the reading. And Nehemiah, which is the Tirshatha, and Ezra the priest, the scribe, and the Levites that taught the people, said unto all the people, This day is holy unto the Lord your God. Mourn not, nor weep, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. To this scripture, the following comes to my mind. Firstly, then all the people gathered together. Yes, that's what we want to do too, to assemble ourselves together under the true word. And secondly, in verse 2, he brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding. It is the same for us. We need to understand what we hear. Only then can the Spirit of God work in us. In verse 3 we read, "And the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law." Yes, dear brothers and sisters, what shall we say to this? We too have put aside our interests of an earthly nature. We look to the law, we look to the word, and let ourselves be aligned by it. The ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law. So also let our ears be attentive to the word spoken to us through the called servant. And we thank the Lord that he will still bless him and that he will still preserve him for us, so that we may still hear what the Lord has to say to the church. In verse 8 we read, "And gave the sense, and caused them to understand the reading." Yes, dear brothers and sisters, if we had not received the Spirit of God, if we had not had such faithful servants to open and explain the word to us, and if we had not heard the word from a cold mouth, we too would not understand. It takes the servants of God to expound the word to us, so that we understand what God wants to say to us. Lastly, in verse 9, we see all the people wept. Yes, the law was only read every 7 years, as it was revealed to Moses by the Lord. But 7 years is too long. It is forgotten. That is why they wept when they heard the true law again and realized where they went wrong. Today it's like this. We are to search the scriptures daily where we have gone wrong. And we should return to the true word of God. Then we do not need to weep, because we are being aligned by the word of God. May the Lord bless us all today. May the Lord bless his servant when he speaks the word to us. And may we go home blessed from here. Let us pray together. Faithful Heavenly Father, we have your word, and your word has been revealed to us by your Spirit, and it has been shown to us by your servants and prophets. Lord, you have sent them at all times, and we have known what you would speak to us. Lord, make it so today too. Speak to us through your servant, anoint his lips, and open our hearts, so that we may receive your word, and it may take root in us, blossom into a fruit that we may pass on. Bless us here under your word. That is our prayer. And we thank you in your glorious and wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, I too would like to greet you very warmly from Zurich, to wish you all God's blessing from the bottom of my heart, And especially to all of you who are translating, the Lord bless you. And may all receive the same word, the same revelation from God in all the languages. We are grateful for the word of introduction that Brother Scherer read. And here I just want to refer to two verses briefly. And then we will continue with more scriptures. May the Lord God give you all grace to believe His word and to have an inner agreement to every word. We still read these two verses from Nehemiah. We read from the prophet Nehemiah 8, 3b. Nehemiah 8, 3b. And the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law. Thanks be to the Lord. All the people who were gathered gave ear. They gave full attention to what was said. And Brother Scherer already emphasized it during the reading. This is what matters. To really listen in devotion, in reverence to the Word of God and to believe it. Here you go. We read from the prophet Nehemiah 8, verse 6. Nehemiah 8, verse 6. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen. Thanks be to the Lord. Imagine the huge congregation of people was gathered to hear God's holy word. And when the man of God had finished and passed on and addressed the word to the people, all cried out as with one voice, Amen, Amen. And the word Amen means, so be it. As God has ordained in His word, so be it, so it is. And we all know the words of our God are yes and are amen. And we believe every word of God with all our hearts. May it become so with all of us, that we can truly confirm every sermon, every word with Amen, Amen. Because God's promises are yes and amen, and we are the children of promise. And believe every word that God has promised us. We now go on to read one more word from Moses that goes with it. Here you go. We read from Deuteronomy 4, verse 10. Deuteronomy 4, verse 10.
Gedenke
especially the day that thou stoodest before the Lord thy God in Horeb, when the Lord said unto me, gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children. Thanks be to the Lord for this word. Moses was commissioned to gather the people of Israel before God, who had appeared on the mountain in the fire. Gather me the people. Gather me my people. Brothers and sisters, you all know that we have the same commission at this time. And I say it before the face of God with the Holy Scripture in my hands. I will never forget December the 28th, when the Lord called to me with a loud voice, my servant, gather to me my people, all who have made the covenant with me at the sacrifice, that they may hear my words. Not only in the time of Moses, or in the time of Nehemiah, or Ezra, or other times, but also in our time, the Lord calls out his people. He gathers his people so that all who are called out, who are gathered together in his name, may hear his words, namely all who have confirmed the covenant with him. After all, our Lord said loud and clear, this is the new covenant in my blood. The Lord has made a covenant with us, and we are the people of his covenant. We are the New Testament church. We are sons and daughters of God. And we will hear all his words and say every time with all our hearts, Amen, Amen. And we all know, of course, that today we celebrate Pentecost, and we cannot pass it by in the proclamation. We all know that God is carrying out his plan of salvation with us and bringing it to completion in our time. We all know that the Lord commissioned our beloved brother Branham to bring the final message that would forerun the return of Jesus Christ. And we have emphasized it often enough that he was a promised prophet, just as John the Baptist was a promised prophet who prepared the way for the Lord at the first coming of Christ. So Brother Branham has been a promised prophet who was to come before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes, namely at the end of the time of grace, that to the New Testament Church the same biblical doctrines should be proclaimed as they were proclaimed to the New Testament Church 2,000 years ago at the beginning. And we all know that since the Reformation there have been all kinds of revivals and have come closer and closer to the Word of God, up to the Pentecostal movement, which dates back to 1906. All who have read about it know that an outpouring of the Holy Spirit took place, especially in the years I just mentioned, whether 1906, 07, 08, and 09, especially. You can read in church history that the Holy Spirit began to work anew. And we will read the scriptures that belong to this day. And we do not only celebrate this day, we give thanks to God, firstly, for the redemption through the blood of the Lamb. Secondly, for the Word of God, in which everything is foretold to us and then reported to us in the fulfillment. And thirdly, for the Holy Spirit, who guides us into all truth. We thank God from the bottom of our hearts for this. And I ask you all once again, have inner agreement to every word of God. And if it is in your heart, then do not just say Amen once, but say confidently, Amen, Amen. Because as God's word has said it, so it is, so it remains. The word abides forever. Let's read some scriptures. Here you go. We read from Luke 24, verse 49. Luke 24:49. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. Praise and thanks be to the Lord. This is the last promise the Lord made before his ascension. Abide in Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. The New Testament Church has been equipped with a supernatural power of the Holy Spirit so that the Lord can continue His work through the church, and that through the proclamation of the gospel, the divine message of salvation, people are led to God so that they truly experience a conversion, a new birth, a renewal, and then the filling with the Holy Spirit. In the 2000 years, the divine message of salvation has been proclaimed. And now, at the end, everything comes back to where it was in the beginning. Stay in Jerusalem. Stay in Zurich. Stay wherever you are until you are endued with power from on high. And we have the promise that God will send the latter rain and equips His church with power from on high. Praise be to His holy name. Here you go. We read from Acts 1, verse 8. Acts 1, verse 8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thanks be to the Lord. That was His promise that He emphasized. And that promise came to pass on the day of Pentecost. And we thank the Lord God that the redeemed church received the power of the Holy Spirit to carry out the divine commission. And we will come to the point later on that the Holy Spirit is absolutely necessary for the divine doing and working through the church to take place. Praise be to the name of the Lord. We read on. We read from Acts 2, verse 1 to 4. Acts 2, verse 1 to 4. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Thank you. Let's stop right here. They were all gathered together in one place. The time has now come when all true believers must be gathered together in every place so that it can be fulfilled, that the Holy Spirit can be poured out anew and the supernatural work can take place. Thanks be to the Lord. Here you go. Verse 2. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Beloved brothers and sisters, let us say it freely and openly. The tongue was the first thing the enemy abused. And if we look back into eternity, look back into heaven, it was Lucifer who first abused his tongue when he said, I will make myself like the Most High. I will set up a throne. You can all read it in Isaiah 14. The tongue was the first thing the enemy used, even in the Garden of Eden. Imagine, God had just created man. And what happened? First came the enemy and used his tongue, saying, should God really have said, the first tongue on earth that was wrong, did the most harm, and brought about the fall. And this is what we all need to understand. Why the Lord had touched the tongue on the day of Pentecost. Cloven tongues like as of fire appeared to each one, so that henceforth people would no longer speak under the inspiration of the enemy, but under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And therefore it is written, all spoke as the Spirit gave them utterance. Beloved brothers and sisters, may God bring us to the point where such a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit takes place, that we can be wholly and completely with our thoughts and actions, and especially that our tongues can be put in the service of God. As we read in various languages, simply the new tongue has been used to proclaim the great deeds of God. May it be shortly that a mighty outpouring of the Spirit takes place. But please, be among those who come to the meeting in every place, hear God's holy word, say amen and amen to every word of God, and come together in the expectation that the Lord God will fulfill and confirm His holy word. It will also happen here in Zurich and all over the world, in all peoples and tongues. Read on. Acts 2, verse 16 and 17. Acts 2, verse 16 and 17. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, chapter 3, verse 1 to 5. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Thanks be to the Lord. And again we say, Amen, Amen. For thus it took place. The prophet Joel foretold, and at Pentecost it came to pass. So God's promises and the promise of the Holy Spirit being poured out has become a reality after all, has become yes and amen. And we are so grateful to the Lord God that even in this time, not just in the time of Moses, not just in the time of Elijah or Nehemiah or sometime or at the beginning of the New Testament church, today it is about what God has promised for what needs to happen now. Today it is about God's people being gathered before the face of God in the name of Jesus Christ, and about the fear of God coming upon us all. We are not just to hear the words of God lightly, as if someone were reading from a newspaper, but every word of God speaks to us, and we go along with it inwardly and can say Amen, Amen, because we are addressed, we are meant, in us and with us God will complete His work. And as surely as the Lord has given Brother Branham the commission to bring the original message, to bring us all back to the Word, to call us out of all traditions, out of everything, anything, and to bring us back to the holy ground of the Word of God, to hear the holy words of God. Brothers and sisters, we are not gathered to hear what a bishop or someone has to say. We are gathered in the name of the Lord to hear the words of God, to believe them, and to experience what God has promised. And we have indeed taken it as a lesson in the text from Nehemiah and also in the text from Moses. Gather me, my people, that they may hear my words. We no longer listen to interpretations, no longer to explanations, no longer to what this church or that church has to say. We listen only to what God has to say to us through His Word, and we make ourselves available to God and say, Lord, here we are, fulfill Your Word on us. And we are already saying now, as we are told in 2 Corinthians, in chapter 1, verse 20, that all the promises of God are yes and amen, and will find their fulfillment through us. Out of the multitude now called out, that is the elect, ye, my people, come out. And we have come out of everything, have heard the words, and have an inner agreement, and are allowed by grace to witness what God has promised and is doing in this last period of time before the return of Jesus Christ. Praise be to His name. Here you go. We read from John 16, 13a. John 16, verse 13a. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth.
Amen.
When the Holy Spirit has come, and He has come, and we thank the Lord God for it, and as we have said, all who now hear the final call, and please take it seriously, just as the Lord God appeared on the mountain and commanded Moses, gather the people together that they may hear my words and learn to fear me. So the Lord appeared to Brother Branham in the supernatural cloud and gave him the commission to gather the people together, to put the words of God on the lampstand anew. And we thank the Lord God that it has come through. Brother Branham has fulfilled his commission, and since the Lord took him home, the last message has been carried into all the world, for so it is written. And we have two scriptures for that. One in Matthew 24, verse 14, that the divine message of salvation will be preached to all nations and tongues for a witness, and then the end will come. And then the second, in Revelation 14, verse 6, John saw an eagle flying through the heaven on the Isle of Patmos to proclaim the divine message of salvation to all peoples and tongues. We are very grateful to the Lord. And dear brothers and sisters, since we have this broadcast from Zurich, let me repeat that again. When Brother Branham preached here in Zurich in the stadium in June 1955. Over 8,000 people were gathered to hear God's holy word and to witness the supernatural work of God. But it was here in Zurich that the Lord showed him that the German eagle would fly through the air with a divine message, and everything came true. Who could have ever imagined that this would be possible? Brother Frank, who is talking to you now and sharing God's word, did not walk, did not just drive a car. He has flown through the air and preached the word, the divine message of salvation in 170 countries. That would not have been possible on foot or by ship as in the time of the apostles. But through the air, from airport to airport, from city to city, from continent to continent, in the past 55 years, the Holy Scripture has been fulfilled before our eyes in every way. And we thank the Lord God that we can now truly witness the completion. We still read two or three scriptures. Here you go. We'll read from Romans 8, verse 14. Romans 8, verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. All who are led by the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God leads into all truth. The Spirit of God is not in all the interpretations. The Spirit of God has given the word, and the Spirit of God leads into the living word and reveals it to us. And all who are led into the word by the Spirit of God are automatically led into the will of God. For only in the Word of God has the will of God also been left to us for this time. And therefore I say in the name of the Lord, all who are now led by the Spirit of God believe that God has sent Brother Branham to proclaim the last message, all the Bible doctrines anew, and to place them on the lampstand. And all who are of God will hear God's word, and all who are led by the Spirit of God will be led into the word of truth. That the Lord has called me, I cannot help it. But as you hear my voice now, it happened early in the morning on April the 2nd, 1962. You all know my testimony. The Lord said, my servant, your time for this city will soon be over. I will send you to other cities to preach my word. I don't want to repeat everything, but just the same with the spiritual food, the holy word freshly revealed from the throne. God just led it so that I was acquainted with Brother Branham and his ministry for 10 years, that I saw it all, heard it all, and all the 1,100 sermons, I listened to them and was able to pass on what he preached in the name of the Lord. God just led it that way, and it was he who actually repeated in English on the 3rd of December 1962 what the Lord had told me in German. And then he told me how to wait until I get the rest, and that then the time will have come to give out the food. Also, my task is gather me, my people, that they may hear my words, all who have confirmed the covenant with me at the sacrifice, and all who are redeemed, who have been purchased by the blood of the Lamb. They are God's holy property. We no longer belong to ourselves. The Lord has purchased us. As Paul wrote, if we live, we live to the Lord. If we die, we die to the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. And in the same way, he wrote, no one lives for himself. If we live, we live for the Lord. Brothers and sisters, we are in the final phase before the return of Jesus Christ. Bible prophecy is being fulfilled in every way before our eyes worldwide. Bible prophecy is being fulfilled in all who are now hearing what the Spirit has to say to the churches. And please, brothers and sisters, respect what is written in the 7 church age messages. This is God's holy word. And there it is written every time, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. And the Spirit does not only say today what was said in the time of Moses or Nehemiah. The Spirit of God says what needs to be said today. God does not live in the past. He is not the I was. He is the I am. Praise be to his holy name. Let us emphasize it again. All will have part in what God has promised for this time. In all churches, in all Christendom, all will remain in their traditions, in their doctrines, in their creeds. Only the elect, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say to the churches. And then comes the promise to the overcomers. The overcomers are the glorious multitude who have believed the word and said yes and amen to every word. And therefore, it is not only written, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches," but he that overcometh. And then come the seven promises in the seven church age messages up to the tremendous promise in the last church age. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. May the Lord, on this day of Pentecost, may he show us all anew that the Holy Spirit is still at work today in us, in you, in me, in us, in all those who say Amen, Amen to every word of God. And we may belong to the multitude that will be caught up because we have received the divine message and believed what the Lord had to say to us. Here you go. One more scripture. We read from 1 Corinthians 2, verse 12 and 13. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 12 and 13. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks be to the Lord. We have received the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, to recognize what has been given to us by God in this time. You all know that in the Pentecostal movement there are already over 500 million all over the earth who all think that they have been baptized in the Spirit, that they operate gifts of the Spirit, and all of them remained in their original teachings, in the doctrine of the Trinity, in the triune baptism, in all their doctrines and traditions. But the true believers who are baptized with the Holy Spirit receive a new tongue to proclaim and pass on the newly revealed word. And as we have just read, we have received the Holy Spirit not only to prophesy or to speak in tongues, but to discern that which has been given to us by God through grace. That is, thus saith the Lord. How many prophesy past God? How many speak in tongues, self-made, no longer inspired by the Holy Spirit? But we will not go into that now. Do we still have a scripture? We read verse 13. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual.
Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters, read all these verses again, prayerfully, and say Amen, that we find ourselves, that each brother, each sister may find themselves in the Scripture, and all ministering brethren who translate and who pass on what the Lord has given us, may it be fulfilled in you, that you connect the Spirit-worked content with Spirit-worked revelation, that you do not present your own thoughts about the Spirit-worked content, but that through the Spirit-worked content you can pass on the Word revealed by the Spirit, as the Thus saith the Lord in His precious and holy Word. I will say nothing about that either, but many refer to Brother Branham and to his statements and make their own doctrines out of it and deceive people right and left and lead them past the Word. Whoever is now destined to pass on the revealed Word, which is proclaimed worldwide, will combine the Spirit-worked content with Spirit-worked language and pass on only what is written here in the Word of God. And so the church comes to perfection, and only in this way is it fulfilled. They have overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, because God has led it in such a way that His word has become our testimony. Do we still have a scripture? We are still reading from Nehemiah 8, verse 6. Nehemiah 8, verse 6. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen, with lifting up their hands. And they bowed their heads and worshipped the Lord with their faces to the ground. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Brother Scherer has read the word to us, and all the people heard the words, and all the people cried, Amen, Amen. And all the people then prostrated themselves on their faces. Before that, they lifted up their hands and cried out, Amen, Amen. And then they threw themselves on their faces to give thanks to God. Brothers and sisters, to whom the revealed word has become a divine reality, let him raise his hands and say, Amen, Amen. Thanks be to you, O Lord. And afterwards, bend his knees to give thanks to the Lord, who has spoken so clearly, so plainly to us at this time. Hallowed be His name by us all. His kingdom come, His will be done in our lives, and it will be done in the called out bright church for the glory of God. Be blessed with the blessing of Almighty God in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen.